How'd your day go?
Like all of them, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Oh, that's,
we had a good day.
You had the Foreign Relations Committee.
Yes, sir. And we had a good meeting.
Good.
And I had lunch with the Eastern Airlines people, and they're quite happy and about the progress on the Lockheed plane. It's outperforming every expectation that they had.
Wonderful.
They're feeling good about that. Then I met with the delegates and got into a 35-minute argument with Henry Roy.
Delegate means,
he's one of the observers to the International Monetary Fund. On certain committees. Right back to the team down and what has been the thing.
Right.
With Roy showed up.
Sure.
He wanted to tell me
how to run the world.
How to run the world and all we had to do and keep the commitment. Pure baloney.
I got
about 30 minutes.
Good.
And we had a cost of living council meeting and made a little headway.
Boy, you've had a day. My God.
I just got in.
Well, get a good rest. Go to dinner tonight?
Yeah, we're going with a boss back to the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
But otherwise, I think we're getting along in good shape. I'll meet the Japanese tomorrow and the Italian German British. Mm-hmm. So about tomorrow night
when do you sleep?
I'm not getting much.
Yeah.
You're leaving for Alaska, aren't you, in the morning?
10 o'clock, yeah. I go to Montana. Mike's going out. I'm really doing it for him. Stopping in Montana for a couple of hours, looking over a couple of dams. Then I go to Oregon and do a little media briefing, and then go to Washington and Alaska the next day. And I'll be back Monday night.
Mr. President, after the meeting with Burns this morning, I'm convinced that he's committed to.
I am too. I could see that, and as you know, I was playing it very cozy because I had your message that you didn't expect to see him, so I was trying to play it loose.
But I have no objection at all. I just cost you time.
You think I should just take a half hour and see him?
Yeah, I think you do it just because I think Burns has got himself committed, and I don't think he.
Well, now, that's the way we do this, though. You call Arthur and say that you've recommended the president that I see. See, let's do it that way. That I told the president you ought to see him, and he's going to arrange a half-hour meeting with him. How's that? Yep, because Arthur is, he's off in his little games. He's got his ideas. Try to keep him from getting out of line this week. That's going to be hard.
Well, I don't think. He's trying to set me up. I'm not going to let him do it.
Of course not.
Well, he said at breakfast the other morning that what we ought to do is that we really ought to play two games.
Two tracks.
Let
him play one game and the other. Yeah, but then he'll get in the press. That's what I'm afraid of, being against Connally, and I'm not going to allow that.
That's right, and I told him, I said, Arthur, the only problem with that is we've got white hats and black hats, and I said, I don't really give black hats.
That's
right. And that's where we dropped it.
I thought you'd appreciate what I said at the cabinet meeting, where I said, talked about old John Foster Dulles, that every time he came back from the trip, the press gave him hell and said that he failed. God damn it, you didn't give a star away, and you didn't give a star.
I do appreciate it.
Well, it's the truth. Damn it, John. To me, it's a hell of a credit that these folks are saying, well, we didn't get into them. Of course we did.
Charlie Bartlett's got a damn good story in the college.
Has he?
Basically, that same thing. These people learned that in very complimentary views, the president was supposed to get their hands away. Right. Of course, out in the other countries, so you start feeling a little touch on it. If they don't quite understand it.
Well, as I said, too, it's really true that 25 years ago, 10 years, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, we could afford to give the store away, but we can't afford it anymore. That's all. That's all there is to it. Well, anyway, that's the way it is. Well, I'll go out and try not to say anything with Japanese or shit. In the meantime, I'll see you probably Tuesday, huh?
Yes, sir. I'm going to put off my excuse to Wednesday.
Good. Whatever you want.
Certainly Tuesday afternoon, so we can have a chance to do this.
Right.
About it before I make it.
Sure.
We're going to listen to these people. We're going to obviously try to make them open up as much as we can. Yeah. We'll make no connections to them.
And I really think, John, the judgment is right that I should make a speech because I can make a very nice, generous, informal remarks when I welcome them all there and say all the nice things. But when he gets to the specifics, I can talk to them.
No, you
ought
not to be a
speech.
So you can lay down the flapper.
Right. Right.
Very important.
Right.
No, I agree with you. I don't
know. Right. Well, anyway, I'm sorry you didn't have to go out tonight, but anyway.
That's our fault.
Well, that's
right. President, you got a chance. I just merely want to comment. You got a chance to really change the course of history.
We're going to do it. Oh, don't worry.
You got great opportunities. You had some really breaking the way.
And we are going to play it just that way. We're going to be outgoing, but awful tough. I just went out with Mitchell today. I played golf with him for a couple hours. But for your information, I'm going to appoint two conservatives. Is that all right with you? We're going to put Poff in, at the, for the Southern. And the reason we're going to put him in is that it's awful hard for these people to vote against Congress. So that'll get him in. And then, for the one replacing Harlan, I told Mitchell I want a conservative. If he can come from New York, he's got to be conservative. And Mitchell's got a man in mind at the present time. But there's no damn, some people say, I want a liberal in order to balance. The hell with it. I decided that. I told Mitchell to be two conservatives appointed. Just like Berger and Blackman. So we'll have four votes. Right like that.
I just think it's one of the golden opportunities to change them. This can last for a generation.
That's right. And we're going to... Both of the men we're having in mind, you see, Poff is only 49 years old. The other guy we have in mind at the present time, the conservative, if he is from New York, is 53. So that means you've got 20 years. You see, because they can stay on till they're 70. And by God, I'm going to stand firm on that all the way. That's the way it's going to be. And old John's playing the game. I said, that's the way it's going to be, and he's going to find it. You know, all this talk about the lemon, and we can't find the lemon. It's ready yet.
No, I don't.
Well,
it
break up the court, basically. Poor old Berger couldn't work around the lemon. Now, there'll come a time, maybe one or two appointments later, we'll find one that's ready. But there's one now, and it's ready.
Well, I hope you have a great trip, sir. We sure as hell won't give it away.
That's the truth. Well, you just stand firm.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.